Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm always so grateful for this time that we can share together in the Word of God, learning about Him and His Son Jesus and His ways. So, as usual, let's begin by opening in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your Word. Thank you for the truths that are revealed to us over and over again as we study your Word verse by verse, line by line, precept by precept. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, whom you promised would lead us and guide us into all truth. And Lord, empower us to live by your Spirit, we pray, in ways that are pleasing to you. And we'll be careful to give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is More Children. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 4 and verse 27. Paul the Apostle is declaring to the church members of Galatia that superiority of the doctrine of grace over the law of God is essential in God's kingdom. As we have studied before, it isn't that the law is not good, but people could not keep the law because of their sinfulness. Grace is the unmerited favor of God, and because Jesus died upon the cross, rose from the dead, and paid the penalty for us who could not keep the law, now by simply believing in Him, we can be saved. Paul has employed an example of how Abraham's wife Sarah bore him a son of promise, whereas Abraham's handmaid bore him a son of the flesh. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 27, Paul goes on to say more about the benefit of this son of promise. He wrote, "For it is written, Rejoice, you barren that bear not. Break forth and cry, you that travail not. For the desolate has many more children than she which has an husband." Sarah, Abraham's wife, was not able to bear children for a long time. In fact, she was 90 before she birthed her son Isaac. Paul wrote, "For it is written, Rejoice, you barren that bear not. Break forth and cry, you that travail not." This would be unusual behavior for a woman who cannot have children. Most women who suffer from barrenness have great difficulty being in that state. However, Paul employs a quote from the book of Isaiah in chapter 54 and verse 1 where it says, "Sing, O barren, you that did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you that did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says the Lord." Because the timing of God was different than the timing of Sarah and Abraham, it did not mean that the promise of a son would not come. No, rather there was a greater benefit to this son than any other that might have been born from Abraham. They just could not see it yet. Paul continued, "For the desolate has many more children than she which has an husband." Abraham and Sarah had many children, descendants, through Isaac and through Sarah, and even though Sarah was desolate for a while, a whole race of people came from her. The doctrine of grace is like this. Both Jew and Gentile now have opportunity to have a relationship with God through grace. The law of God was limited to the Jews and to those who would follow them. The law of grace is open to everyone. Paul is emphasizing to the church members in Galatia who are Gentiles that the law of God was to the Jews, and the only reason they are included in the salvation plan of God is because the grace of God allowed it to be so. There are indeed more children, descendants of grace, than there are of the law of God. Ethnocentric behavior will allow any society to believe themselves superior to others. However, when grace arrived, ethnocentrism fades and inclusion prevails. We should realize that the sacrificial substitution of Jesus Christ for our sins is also available to everyone, everywhere, regardless of their culture and background. When we realize this, we too shall break forth into singing and cry aloud, Jesus saves to everyone, everywhere, Jesus saves. Next time, Paul will show us how we are the children of promise. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.